The title of our message today is Perfecting Holiness. And our key text is 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's turn there together. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Reading from the King James Version, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Having these promises, dearly beloved. What promises could it be referring to? Well, it's just before this in chapter 6. We can read there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Let's read that. Starting in 16b, for ye are the temple of the living God. As Yah hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith Yah, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yah, the Almighty. On the board, I have listed what these promises are. Having these promises, we are to be perfecting holiness. And we have talked about holiness before. What is the word holiness except healthiness? Healthiness not only in the physical, but in the mental, and especially in the spiritual. A well-rounded being. We are His temple. He will dwell in us. He will walk or work in us. He will be our God or our Almighty One. We will be His people. He will receive us. He will be a father unto us. We will be His sons and daughters. These promises, having these promises, therefore, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So, as we are cleansing ourselves, we have some encouragement from the Word of God to go along with this, and let's follow along with it in Ephesians chapter 3. I'll be trying to turn to these quickly today. I hope you can keep up. If not, perhaps you can take notes. Of course, sometimes I may have a little difficulty finding them quickly myself. Ephesians chapter 3, 17 through 19. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend or grasp with all saints what is the breadth and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth or surpasses knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of Yah. That you might be filled with all the fullness of Yah. Perfecting holiness. Having these promises in 2 Corinthians 6, 16 through 18. We are His temple. He will dwell in us. He will walk or work in us. He will be our God. We will be His people. He will receive us. He will be a father unto us. We will be His sons and daughters. Perfecting holiness in the fear of Yah. 2 Corinthians 7, 1. 1 Corinthians 1, 30. Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians 1, 30. But of Him, of Yah, are ye in Christ Yahshua, who of Yah is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Verse 31, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in Yah. If we have anything to brag about, brothers and sisters, we must brag in the Lord. If any of us have wisdom, it is from Yahshua. If any of us have righteousness, it is from Yahshua. If any of us are sanctified or redeemed, it is through the blood of Christ. Nothing is of ourselves. Everyone in the world who has any good talent has had it given to them by Yah Himself. Christ Yahshua, through Yah, is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We are to abide in Christ. We have talked about abide before. What does it mean to abide? To abide means to live or reside. How long are we to abide in Christ? Turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, starting with verse 67, and I'll read through verse 75. And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost. Zechariah is the father of John the Baptizer. John the Baptist. He prophesied, saying, blessed be Yah, the Almighty One of Israel, for He hath visited and redeemed His people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David, as He spake by the mouth of His holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember His holy covenant, the oath which He swore to our father Abraham, that He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. We are ordained by Yah to serve Him, to abide in Christ, in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. There is not one day we are to step out of that holiness. All the days of our lives. From this day forward, forgetting the past, from this day forward, all the days of our lives. That's Yah's will for us. 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in the modern English it would say living, in all manner of living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I, speaking of Yah, am holy. Be ye healthy mentally, be ye healthy physically, be ye healthy spiritually. And when you're healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually, you will be righteous, even as He is righteous. Matthew 5:48 says, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. Turn to 1 John 3:3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as He, Christ, is pure. What hope is this? Let's read the verses beforehand. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons, and we could say, and daughters, of Yah. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons and daughters of Yah. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And then verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as Christ Himself is pure. We have the hope of living in the very presence of Yah. But prior, in this life, we have another hope. And what is that hope? Matthew 1:21. Matthew 1:21. The angel has appeared. And in verse 21 it says, and she, speaking of Mary, Joseph's wife, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahshua, or Yeshua. For He shall save His people from their sins. Yeshua means Yah is Savior, or Yah saves. The hope that we have in this life is that we would be saved from our sins. That is the plan of salvation, that we would be saved from our sins. Romans 6 sheds even more light on our path. Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 14. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, or from this time forward, we should not serve sin. In verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion or rule over you, for ye are not under the law of sin and death, but under grace. You are under the power of the Most High. What a beautiful statement of truth. And going further, in Colossians 1, verses 12 and 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Do you comprehend? Do you have an idea of the impact of those statements? Yes, we should be giving thanks to our Father. It says, past tense, he has made us fit to be partakers of our inheritance, of our heavenly inheritance. He has already delivered us from the power of darkness. Is the power of righteousness not greater than the power of evil? Isn't the draw of love stronger than the draw of hate? Have we not been consumed by the love of Christ? I say many times, and I will say it again, the Father gave his only begotten Son. He did not loan him. He did not send him to earth for a 33-year period and then take him home. He gave his only begotten Son. He sacrificed him for you and me. And he has already delivered us from the power of darkness. If our lives haven't been showing it, it's because we're deceived. We've been influenced by a demon. We have been deluded. Those of us who have been deceived can become undeceived right now. It's a choice. Believe the Word. The Word says it, I believe it. And it is so. We are delivered from the power of darkness. First Corinthians 6:19. And I don't think we have come to fully understand this scripture. We quote it quite often, but do we understand it? Paul says this to the Corinthians in chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of Yah, and ye are not your own. Many people have an attitude, oh, it's my body, it's my mind, it's my life. I can do with it as I please. Is it true? Not according to the word of God here. Yah says to us, ye are not your own. Well, verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. The price was the giving of the only begotten Son of the Father. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yah in your body and in your spirit, which are Yah's. Every moment of every day. How long are we to abide? Every day of our lives. All the days of our lives. And it is an easy thing because the Word does it in us. You see, the Word is what created all that there is. And the Word creates the righteousness and the wisdom and the holiness within us. If we will believe. All things are possible to them that believe. John 14:23, Yahshua speaks to us. Yahshua answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. That's John 14:23. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Have you experienced that? Have you experienced the Father and the Son taking up their abode in your heart? It says, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and we will come and live with him, in him. Colossians 1:27 describes what the gospel or good news really is. We should have this memorized, Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the definition of the good news. That's the definition of the gospel. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Everybody that has Christ in them glorifies the Father and the Son. Everyone that has Christ in them has Christ living in them. Everyone who is a true Christian has Christ in them, the hope of glory. And he makes them healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually all the days of their lives, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yah. Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 1 and through verse 4. There is therefore, since Christ is living in us, the hope of glory, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Yahshua, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Yahshua hath made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Yah, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That is, sinful flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Abiding in Christ all the days of our lives. Perfecting holiness in the fear of Yah. Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 11, 14, 16, and 17. Verses 11, 14, 16, and 17 as we read them. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, and I would include the word flesh. That's what it's talking about. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Skipping to 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 16 and 17. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him, or was proper for him, to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yah, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Yahshua stepped down from heaven and took on the human nature. He took on the sinful flesh that we bear. And he overcame in that sinful flesh so that he could be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to godliness. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities or weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Dearly beloved, do you understand that the Messiah, the Son of the living God, came to this earth and lived the life we must live? He was tempted in all ways, in all points, like we are. Yet, he did not give in to Satan one time. Not in thought, word, or deed. And he says this to us. He says, I am merciful and I am faithful to keep you in holiness all the days of your life. Going further in Hebrews 2:18, it says, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or help them that are tempted. If you have been through something, you know how to help another person. Yahshua knows how to help us. Yahshua knows our very weaknesses. He knows the weaknesses of sinful flesh. He knows fleshly desires. He had them all in his flesh. But he did not give in to any of them in his mind. He resisted them mentally and spiritually, and then that power caused him to resist them physically as well. Praise be to our Father. We have a way of escape. We have the way of escape in Christ. So we go to 1 Corinthians 10:13 and see the famous Bible promise. 1 Corinthians 10:13. I love to repeat it daily. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way, or the way, to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Bear it without giving in to it. John 14:6. Yahshua has something to say. Yahshua saith unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man, not one man, no man, no woman, no child cometh unto the Father but by me. By me, he means to say, by living my life. By living the holy life I lived when I was on earth. Or while I'm on earth. He's in the present tense here. He is the door. We must follow him into the kingdom. The promise has already been given that since his death, burial, and resurrection, we have already been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. And those of us who have come to understand that are rejoicing within ourselves. We have been given the power over darkness. We have been given power to produce light in a dark place. Christ said of his disciples, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. Have you ever gone into an environment? I'm sure some of us in this room have. Into an environment, say a place of vocation, a place of work. And when you get there, it's a place of gross darkness. And you let your light shine. And pretty soon people are being careful about what they say. And sometimes they try us a little bit, and they try to get us to do a little of what they're doing and step into the darkness. And we just shed light all about us. And they're amazed. They're amazed at the light in this dark place. Yes. Yah does that for us. Hebrews 10, verses 16 and 17. Hebrews 10, 16 and 17. This is the covenant or agreement that I will make with them. Yah is speaking here. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. Will I write them? And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, if Yah is going to forget them, what are you going to do about them? Are you going to forget them? You can't be continuing to commit them or you won't forget them. If Yah is going to forget them, brothers and sisters, we must have had the victory over them and we forgot them too. Forgetting those things that are behind and pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of Yah in Christ Yeshua. Let us seek that route. Don't look back at the back. Don't think about those things that are behind. Yah wants to forget them, and He wants us to forget them too. So what are we saved from, after all? 1 John 3. 1 John 3, verses 4 through 6. You will hear me read this quite often, because we need to hear it quite often. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. That is the law of love. For sin is the transgression of the law of love. And you know verse 5, that He was manifested to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Whosoever abideth, resides, liveth in Him, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, neither known Him. Strong words, but true words. Matthew 1:21 says, He shall save His people from their sins. That's the good news. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Young people, you will not disobey your parents when you're living in Christ. Parents, you will not provoke your children to wrath when you're living in Christ. Husbands, you will cherish your wives when you're living in Christ. Wives, you will submit yourselves to your own husbands and obey them in the Lord when you're living in Christ. Slaves, you will be good slaves when you're living in Christ. And slave masters, you will be good slave masters when you're living in Christ. Abiding in Christ, we are dead to sin. Romans 6 again, going back and taking up a few more words from that wonderful chapter, Romans chapter 6, repeating verse 6 and reading 7 and 11, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth, from this time forward, we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. In verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto Yah through Yeshua, the Messiah, our Master. There is a 19th century preacher by the name of Charles Fitch who said this: no man is dead to sin who commits sin. And as Christ, who died once, dies no more, so he who is dead to sin sins no more. If he falls into sin, he is no longer dead to sin. We don't hear that from the pulpits today, except among Creation Seventh-day Adventists, and perhaps some historic Seventh-day Adventists, and some other Seventh-day Adventists who are following the truth of the Bible. Hebrews 3:12 calls us to take heed. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Now, it didn't say an evil heart of murder. It didn't say an evil heart of adultery. It didn't say an evil heart of false witness. It did not say an evil heart of covetousness. It did not say an evil heart of violating the Sabbath. It did not say an evil heart of taking the name of Yah in vain. It did not say an evil heart of dishonoring your father and mother. It did not say an evil heart of stealing or any other commandment, such as worshiping idols. It said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. If you will not believe what has been taught to you this day, if you cannot, at the end of this message, say with the saints of light, amen. If you cannot hold holy hands up and say, thank you, Father, for giving us the deliverance from sin. If you cannot and will not, you have an evil heart of unbelief. And he warns us against that. And to finish the scripture, it says, in departing or forsaking the living God. We may see character flaws in Christians. We may see some things that we don't think should be that way in some Christians. You know, if we see these things, Yah is really inviting us to help our brother and sister. Not to criticize our brother and sister, or to put our brother and sister down and discourage them. No, to lift them up and to help them remember that they have been delivered from the power of darkness. It is only those that will not believe. It is only those that depart from the living God through unbelief, who will not be corrected, who will not be instructed, who will not be willing to be helped. They're the ones that must fear the judgment. The good news is Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We have no reason to doubt Him. We can believe Him. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. That's the beautiful good news. Not only to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Isaiah 49:16, Yah says, behold, I have graven thee in the very palms of my hands. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And to close, we will read Proverbs 4:23. Yah gives us this advice today. keep thy heart with all diligence. All diligence. Protect your borders. You have avenues to your soul. You have the senses. You have your eyes. You have your nose. You have your mouth. You have your ears. You have your skin. You have five senses whereby the enemy of souls might attack you. Inspired writing tells us to guard the avenues of the soul. Keep thy heart with all diligence so that the enemy would have no advantage over you. Make no provision for the flesh, but walk in the Spirit. Listen to that still small voice and follow the instruction of that voice implicitly. For out of it, that is the heart, come the issues of life. Dearly beloved, we are called to perfect holiness in the fear of Yah. Having therefore these promises, we are His temple. He will dwell in us. He will walk or work in us. He will be our God. We will be His people. He will receive us. He will be as a father unto us, and we will be His sons and daughters. Having these wonderful, precious promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Shall we pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, we thank You for hearing us. We thank You for breathing Your Spirit upon us. We thank You for the presence of Your angels with us. We thank You for the truth as it is in Yahshua. Oh, thank You, Father, that we have been delivered, that we are dead to sin, that Christ has died once, and we are dead to sin once as well. Thank You for the truths from Your Word. Thank You that the Word does in us what the Word says and never fails. Thank You for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank You for giving us the power over darkness. Thank You for delivering us from the wicked one forever. Thank You for fitting us for heaven step by step as we perfect holiness in the fear of Yah. In Yahshua's holy and precious name we pray. Dismiss us. Amen.